gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Time for the AMPM Entertainment Report. Coca's out, so I'll be holding it down.
Okay, here we go.
Halle Berry showing signs that she is not a black mother.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, what does that mean?
Well, she was on Jimmy Fallon. She said she had to shave parts of her daughter's hair after it became tangled. She said, "We're swimming every day. We get out of the pool, and my daughter's 12. Every time I go to comb her hair, she's like, no, don't touch me. I can't handle it. I'm a tween. I don't need you to brush my hair. So I'm cool. I won't touch it." Next thing you know, it got matted up and they had to cut it out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-uh. No, first of all, don't touch my hair. Who are you 12?
Talking to? And wait a minute. Tween? Girl, you don't get your ass over here.
Come on over here. Sit between mama's legs. Go. Somebody get the hair grease and we're going to and a big wide tooth comb. We'll get these tangles out. Don't worry about it.
In fairness, Hallie don't know. She ain't ever had to go through this before. She don't know.
Okay, well, tender-headed. I understand tender-headed. I was too, but.
Well.
Okay, yeah, no.
Whitney Houston has another biopic in the works, and I'm tired. I don't need to see another Whitney Houston biopic. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I love Whitney Houston. It focuses what?
I love you, but I'm going to agree to disagree with you on this one. Here's why. This one is in the works by the same group that put together the rock star Queen's biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, and they say they want to concentrate on the toll that, you know, fame can take on somebody. Yes. But here's what I'm talking about. Whitney Houston deserves a 2-hour movie treatment, big screen, all that. She sold what? Like how many millions of records? And I'm ready for her on the big screen. I think she deserves that treatment.
Doesn't they focus on her drug? Like you said, it's just a tragic story that we've seen. How many times can Gladys Knight get a movie?
Okay, you want her to just be able to rest in peace.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I mean, I understand that.
Because the tragedy it ends up being that's what she's kind of known for.
Right.
You know, but that is the path of a tragic superstar. And last but not least, Joe Biden says, hey, look, I'd take Michelle Obama in a heartbeat to be my VP. No duh. What?
What are the daughters? You know what? Who would be the best one? Michelle Obama's mom, Ms. Robinson. She would be a good vice president. And they're the same age. Before you say she's too old, she's only 82 years old.
Oh,
so.
Lord. And she would keep him online because when he starts rambling and stuff, she'd treat him like a husband.
Now, Joe.
Wait a minute. What you sound like?
Now, Joe.
Okay. That's Michelle's mama. You better quit playing. That is the AMPM Entertainment Report. Coming up, Will Bourne's World.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.